Well, it's April 14th, and I'm in my hotel room in Mexico City. I woke up this morning to the carnage that I saw on CNN, the only network available down here, about the Virginia Tech slayings. It was very reminiscent of another morning that I woke up on a layover while I was in Sacramento 5 years ago. September 11th, 2001. I guess that would be 6 years ago. Both times I had come in late, went to bed, woke up, first thing I did, pick up the remote and turn the TV on and watched before me carnage. One, of course, where 3,000 were killed and we were attacked on our own soil from foreign interests. This morning, 31 or more attacked by internal domestic interests. I like Virginia. My aunt, cousins live there. It's a very nice state, very beautiful, and very historical. Our founding fathers came from there, at least some of them, George Washington. And he would be horrified to see what has happened, just as we all are. The next few days we'll find out what happened, how it happened, and may never know why it happened. But we do know one thing, is we live in a different world. 9/11 showed us that, and this mass murder, worst in U.S. history, shows us another. And I can't help thinking, but in both instances, it should be a wake-up call to do two things in parallel. Very distinct and different. Reach out to your fellow man and love them. Be together. Build a sense of community so that the psychology that motivates both of these things can be stopped, modified. And the evil part of the psychology, psychosis that drives men and women to do such things is eradicated. That can only happen if we pull together. Pull away from our electronic devices throughout the day that tend to make us take in the world in our own little slice, the way we want it, diced up on our table. But to reach out, take a little risk, and build friendships and caring for each other. That's one aspect. The opposite is to become more self-sufficient. You have to balance these two. Self-sufficient in the fact to learn to defend yourself. Self-sufficient in the fact to learn to provide for yourself. Self-sufficient in the fact that you have a family disaster kit at home, in your trunk of your car, and survival tools on your person. Each one of us needs to educate ourselves to be prepared. That's what we do in the flying business. I just finished a week's worth of training to prepare for the worst. And in over 22 years of flying, I've never had to use those skills. But they're there if I have to use them. And each one of us needs to do the same. We need to prepare. Learn the skills. Come out of ourselves. And learn the skills that are necessary to meet the challenges of the 21st century. Those skills are both techniques and tools for survival, but more important, skills and techniques to love your fellow man on an hourly basis, to stay engaged and work together. I'm Rob, the Learning to Fly Together podcast, in my hotel room in Mexico City. And I think I'm going to pull out the Bible and spend a little time with my Father in Heaven.